Morning Show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
That's right. It's Wednesday, middle of the work week.
I don't even like doing my evil voice laugh when it's bigger and badder villains out here.
So much evil going on.
I'm serious. How does Steve Bannon laugh? I need a Steve Bannon laugh.
I don't know.
Give me a Steve Bannon laugh. That's the most evil laugh you can have right now.
But we are in Los Angeles still.
That's right. We had some company meetings yesterday that we had to attend that Charlamagne fell asleep in a couple of times.
Who doesn't fall asleep in a company meeting?
I stayed up.
I was up.
It was a struggle.
Yeah, it was a struggle.
What kind of human being, man, would I be if I didn't fall asleep in a company meeting? The truth to the matter is, if you work in corporate America and you've never fell asleep in a company meeting, you ain't working hard enough.
Charlamagne, you raised your hand for every question.
I was listening.
It wasn't even a question.
I was listening.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, but the stuff he was asking, I really did. They asked, I think they put up on the screen the book, This One Thing.
Right.
And then you said, I read that.
I did read it. I did read that book.
Well, yesterday,
I've referenced that book on the radio before.
Yesterday, we also went to go look at some artwork, which was really exciting for me. It's something
I
don't really, well, me and Emmy went. Oh. It's something that I've never really...
It was a few of us.
He said that was a date. No, that was
Shout out to my guy Joseph I. He actually was trying to. He's been trying to tell me that I need to start investing in art because it's a great investment for later on in life.
Swiss been telling me for a long time.
Yeah, right?
Y'all better build a bunker if you know what I know. Y'all better build a bunker and get some rations.
Okay. Some rations.
A lot of extra water, some gas, art.
But it is true that sometimes having some nice artwork in your house, number one, will be worth a lot more later, and it is a great investment.
What later? What is this later y'all speak of?
There is going to be a later.
And number two,
I have a
it just looks beautiful in your
God. Home. Yes, it does look beautiful in your house, and you should definitely check on different art pieces and see how much they cost. You can start very small, and sometimes if you invest in art, you can make more money in flipping art than flipping real estate and flipping jewelry. So it's something that you should definitely look into it if you're into investing.
And also, if you have some type of emotional attachment to something that you see, have you ever looked at a piece of art and been like, wow, it makes me think of this. This is beautiful. I can relate to this. This is me.
Yeah, I used to feel like that when I used to see Lil' Kim's hardcover album cover.
Hardcore? That was you?
Yeah, hardcore. We used to have the, you know, big poster in my man's crib. Rest in peace, my man, Darrell. We used to have the big hardcore album cover in the crib.
Well, right. That's definitely artwork, and a lot
Absolutely,
of people have actually
art.
Emulated that very same pose.
I also feel like that when I see the Marvel Comics variant covers.
Okay.
When they have the hip-hop album covers based off the Marvel characters.
Yep,
the Marvel
characters
based off the hip-hop album covers, however it goes.
Yeah, imagine that's if you art. Had a big piece of art that was one of those album, those comic book covers.
I got a Coming to America painting in my crib.
See, so you do have some art.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
My man Mitch gave it to me. It's Eddie Murphy, but he's getting washed by like a white woman. So
it's not the real.
It's kind of like Coming to America, but it's like him set in like Egypt instead of Zamunda.
Okay.
Okay, yes. And that means something to you.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, what do you think we're talking about, if you had to guess?
Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Donald J., our celebrity in chief.
If you are an immigrant in the United States and you think you're safe, you might not be.
Okay, we'll get into that next.
Last night I got deported, but today I bounced back.
Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hear that?
No.
Oh.
All right, let's get in some front page news.
Oh, by the way, drop one of Clues Bombs. It's the first day of Black History Month. Turn the damn talk bed down, M-Eazy. Young Board Op M-Eazy, a.k.a. Young Pino.
I saw that was a topic on Twitter. What is Donald Trump going to do to celebrate Black History Month?
Yeah, right.
He probably screen hidden fences in the White House.
Yeah, today is February 1st, which starts Black History Month. This is also my wife's birthday, so happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday, Gia.
I'm going to get my ass back today, somehow, some way. Now, let's get in some front page news. Carmelo Anthony in the New York Knicks, and it looks like he might not be leaving. He says all options are open right now, but the most important thing is his family. He has a 9-year-old son. He said his 9-year-old son's been in school. He really doesn't want to change the environment. Also, his wife gets a lot of opportunities here.
Not just his wife, Lala Anthony. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Lala Anthony, damn it. She mean his wife.
Give her her
That's
props.
His wife.
His wife. Wife, but give her. She has. Say her name, Envy. Say her name.
Say her name. Say. I'm reading from a story. It says his wife. But anyway, it's his wife, Lala. So we don't know what's going to happen. The trade deadline is February 23rd. It looks like the top contenders so far are the Clippers and the Celtics. If it's the Celtics, it's not that bad. It's only a 3-hour drive.
Listen, I would love for Melo to stay in New York, but Melo has to understand that's not how any of this works. Okay.
And Lala probably wouldn't mind being in LA with her acting.
Yeah, but if you know, we want to get a trade, we need to trade you, Melo. Sorry, I understand you got a family here, but you know, you got to go.
Well, he ain't gonna go. He got a trade clause.
I'm not saying I'm speaking if I was a Knicks executive. Like, that's not how any of this works.
Nah, it doesn't. But he got a trade clause, so he could decide if he wants to go or not.
That's true, too.
You know, he could say, nah, I'm not going. I'm staying.
No trade clause.
Right, exactly. Now, let's get into Donald Trump. What is he talking about?
I don't want to get into Donald Trump, but here we go.
Trump got a fat ass, though. You saw when he was getting on that plane?
I did see that picture.
And you saw the one where his throat looks like a vagina?
Listen, the devil got some cakes.
All right, well, the Trump administration, they want to weed out would-be immigrants who are likely to require public assistance. And not only that, they want to deport people who are already living in the United States who depend on taxpayer help. So they want to have a substantial shakeup. And they want to basically control who can enter the country, who can enter the workforce, and they want to reduce social services burden on U.S. taxpayers. So we don't know what's going to happen, but this is a draft that is circulating right now among administration officials. And the White House has not commented on whether or not this is all authentic. They wouldn't respond to requests for comment about these drafts yet, but it would restrict all types of immigration and foreign travel to the United States.
So what's the logic in that? If we let you in the country, we're not going to take care of you? You got to make your own way?
They won't let you in the country if they feel like that you would require public assistance.
Wow.
That's
wow.
It. And if you're already here and you are getting public assistance, you could be deported.
Wow. All right. Any more Trump news or are we done with Trump?
I would like to know the deeper logic in that. Like, I'm guessing it's just as simple as we're not taking care of you.
Yeah,
like,
basically they're saying that's a burden on U.S. taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And so they want to make it merit-based. Like, if you're successful in your part. I don't even understand it, but it just sounds like if you come here as an immigrant and you have your proper working papers, it shouldn't be an issue that you might get deported. But it's been happening. People have been getting sent back, even if they have the proper paperwork. Now, Mayor de Blasio in New York is saying that he might add to the list of 170 crimes that the city works with federal authorities to deport non-citizens. So the mayor in New York City is saying he's willing to expand the list of crimes that could make the city cooperate with federal immigration officials. So that would make more crimes that if you are an immigrant here, you could get deported.
Are the immigrants taking money out of Americans' pockets who need it? Like, if you're an American who possibly needs welfare, are you not getting it because of immigrants?
That's a good question. I don't know.
They do have one draft order, right, that they got a hold of. It says, our country's immigration laws are designed to protect American taxpayers and promote immigrant self-sufficiency, yet households headed by aliens are much more likely than those headed by citizens to use federal means tested public benefits. However, there's no evidence to support that claim. So they're basically putting this claim out there saying that these immigrant households need more welfare benefits, but they don't have any type of evidence to that.
I have to think about that one. I have to look deeper into that one.
All right. Well, that's front page news. All right. Get the politics out your head now. Just for a little bit.
It's hard. It's hard.
Just for a little bit.
I swear, man, it's so hard to come in this radio station and not discuss politics.
No, you're right.
There's so much going on right now that we have to try to understand and be aware of.
Yeah, and it's not even about discussing politics. It's just the feeling that the country has right now. Like, I really feel like we're living in the United States of apprehension.
Yeah, but sometimes you just need a break, though.
All of this affects us and the people that we know. There's nobody that isn't affected by what's going on. We were talking earlier today about the couple from Syria that got deported. They got sent back. They got detained in Philly and they got sent back to Syria.
I don't feel sorry for them because they voted for Trump.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
They voted for Donald Trump.
We'll talk about that later. But now tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you want to get everything off your chest so you can start your day fresh, not have to worry about BS bullcrap. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open.
Smoke something, bitch.
Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Cooking up with a Uzi.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry, I stay heated, I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
It's Young Codeine, man.
Yo, tell them why you mad.
Young Codeine, what's happening, brother?
What's happening with the Breakfast Club, man? Hey. So you know why I'm mad?
Why?
I'm mad because everybody nowadays is switching up, man. There ain't no more real people out here.
What does that mean,
sir? You gotta keep it real.
It sounds like you're hating on Bruce Jenner turning into Caitlyn.
It's crazy. Oh, we're on the breakfast club right now,
what
man.
What are you talking about? You talking about Soulja Boy used to be a GD, but now you're blood? What are you talking about? People switching up. What are you talking about?
Oh, he's high.
What I'm talking about is, man, is like, you know how people sit there and say they're your man. You know what I mean?
Somebody betrayed you?
Who betrayed you?
Okay, one of my boys that I grew up with from elementary school started doing dumb shit. You know what
no
I mean?
No doubt.
We're brothers, you feel me? So
if you're
friends with somebody, you got to help that person out and lead them in the right path, right?
So he didn't help you?
No. He wasn't taking my advice, and he started f***ing up.
You can't curse, though. You keep cursing, bro. You got to stop cursing.
Because when you try to help somebody, you know what I mean?
Know what I'm saying?
All right, bro.
I feel you.
Hello, who's this?
No doubt.
You guys did not help him at all, by the way.
It's Tone from Columbus.
Tone, tell him why you mad, bro.
First of all, I just want to say shout out to the guy, Charlamagne. And you too, Envy. Hey, Angela.
Hey.
I'm mad right now because, like, it's been a couple months since I got something from my lady. But I know why she holding off on me right now because I done did something.
You cheated?
No, I ain't do none of that. This household stuff, taking care of the house like I should have been. But I'm trying to do what I got to do right now as a man, take care of the household. But I still ain't getting none yet.
First day of Black History Month, and you still ain't getting no poom poom, bro.
Oh, life, man.
I can't believe you.
Well, he got a little bit of time, though.
Sex is very emotional for me. And if we're mad at you, it's hard for us to connect like that sometimes.
I understand that, but I'm trying to do whatever I can do, make her happy. You know what they say, happy wife.
It's the first day of Black History Month. Go do right by your queen, bro.
There you go.
What's wrong with you?
Hello, who's this?
This is Roland.
Roland, tell him why you're mad.
Roland.
I'm mad because I woke up this morning and my car is not starting up. It's not cranking up. I bought a new battery yesterday and the car will not start. And I'm mad right now. I'm really mad right now.
Did you check the tailpipe?
Maybe you need to have a cup of tea.
No, I bought a new battery yesterday and the guy said, okay, it's good for you to go. And I got to the car. I was about to like listen to you guys this morning because this is what I do every day. Listen to you, go to work.
Do you need a jump, sir?
Sure.
Yeah, I got a jump start already, so I'm on my way to work right now. Shalami don't say nothing about me because I know you're going to make fun of me. Don't say nothing about me, okay?
First of all, I love your accent, okay? That's number one.
All right,
love people from London's accent. You're from London, right? England?
Yeah, I'm from the UK, yeah.
Exactly. I love people from the UK's accent. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I used to always see the UK and be like, oh, you're from the UK.
Brilliant.
Yeah, cheers. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Ye Charlemagne the God, we are The Breakfast Club.
First day of Black History Month. I feel like being extra black this month. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
Only because I feel like we should take the opportunity this month to teach. You know what I mean? I feel like it's a lot of people that need empowerment. You know what I mean? A lot of people are feeling down. It's not a lot of self-love in the air right now. You know? So we got to give our people something to be proud of.
All right. Well, there's a lot of people on the phone lines. Let's speak to somebody. Let's go to line two. Hello. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is T. Good morning, Breakfast Club.
Good morning, T. How's everything?
Listen, we're not doing telling why you're
everything
mad.
Everything is good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Okay. Don't even listen
We're
to
good.
Me.
We're good. What's up with you?
Okay. I'm not really mad, but I just wanted to touch bases on the immigration thing.
Okay.
Like, here where I live in Ohio, there is a lot of, like, is this pertaining to, like, Somalians and Mexicans? Do you feel like that it's fair that they get to come over here and they do not have to work and they can just get welfare or they can just not have a job or anything most of them, go ahead.
No, I that's why I said I got to do a little more research on it, you know what I mean? Because I kind of feel that way, too. Like, if they're taking money out of Americans' pockets who could be getting welfare, I would rather an American get that. That's just the truth to the matter.
Right, because that's what I was just trying to a little bit touch bases on, because I work, you know, for the Department of Medicaid, and what I was going to say was that 90% of the ratio right here in Ohio is Somalians and Mexicans. you know, and it is some whites and some blacks too, but they more so make us, we have to work to get the benefits, whereas they don't have to work to get the benefits.
Yeah,
so it's like, the more people that they have, they are able to get the benefits. So it's kind of unfair to...
How can you predict who's going to come over here and be successful and who's not, though?
Right. Well, you can't predict that. You cannot predict that, and I'm not saying that you can. But I do not support Donald Trump. I did not vote for him. However, I do feel like if you are going to come over here, that you do need to pay your way. Don't get me wrong, because I've been on welfare before. You know, and within months, if you're on welfare within months, you should be weaning yourself off of welfare by getting a job and doing what's necessary to get your family together, just like they make us.
All right, so sounds like you're saying we should limit how long someone can be on welfare then.
Right, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, everybody probably in that case, I would say. Because I just think you can't say, well, you can't come in this country because you don't have enough money.
Not everybody.
And
though,
you're going to come here and be on welfare, so we're just not going to accept you. But you could have came over here and made millions of dollars.
But you know, if you're a descendant of a slave, you should get welfare since they didn't give us reparations.
Get out of here. All right. All right. We got rumors on the way.
I need some free food stamps right now. I'd love to have me an EBT card.
Yes, we are going to talk about Derek Fisher. Now, yesterday we read part of a Bleacher Report interview that he did, and Matt Barnes responded to. And now today, something crazy has happened after that, and people are blaming Matt Barnes. It's actually very memeable.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey.
That was Riri.
First day of Black History Month.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What are we celebrating today? You got anybody?
Black History.
Usually,
yeah, because, you know, historically for the past 6 years, we've done Black History Month moments and Black History Month legends.
Okay.
Yeah, we can cook something up. Why not?
All right. Now, we're broadcasting live from L.A. We had some company meetings yesterday, long company meetings.
We had one company meeting. Stop making it seem like it was several meetings. It was one long meeting.
Well, it was different segments in one meeting, so it was a bunch of stuff.
Very informative.
He also said to say we were never there.
We was never there?
Yeah.
I slept during the second half of it, though.
We seen.
It was cool, though. Who doesn't fall asleep in company meetings? What kind of employee are you if you don't fall asleep in a company meeting?
Well, when you're in the third row and you keep raising your hand and they keep pointing to you, it's not too smart to fall asleep.
I was very aware of where I was at. And they was very aware that I was sleeping and I needed my rest. Cause they
it was the nod off. You just did the nod off with the head
drops. That's all. The dope fiend nod. That's
definitely
all.
Definitely the dope fiend nod.
And then you wake up
that's
right
all.
Away.
That's all.
Right. All right. Well, let's get to rumors. What are we talking about in rumors, G?
We're talking about Derek Fisher.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, interestingly enough, we reported on Derek Fisher yesterday. He did an interview with the Bleacher Report. And in that, he said, if the worst thing about me is that I'm now going out with a woman who used to be married to this guy, cool. Well, Matt Barnes didn't like that, and he reacted on social media as well. He said, listen, I got some extra time right now since I'm on a flight. Let's put this to bed once and for all. Right hand to God. I left Gloria July 2014, then I divorced her January 1st, 2015. So this rat didn't steal anything. And then he goes on to talk about the incident in the house where Derek Fisher was at Gloria Govan's house and with his kids and everything, and he showed up and they ended up getting into a physical altercation.
Oh, y'all too grown for this.
Well, since all of that has happened, it was reported yesterday that Derek Fisher, somebody broke into his home and stole more than $300,000 worth of jewelry, including his five NBA championship rings.
Matt Barnes and his goons act fast. Drop on the clues bomb for Matt Barnes and his goons.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but there were all kinds of memes where they had a Matt Barnes sitting there with all five championship rings on his hand.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But Matt Barnes has said on his Instagram Live that he had nothing to do with it at all.
Hey, Polly, how much them rings going for? Ask the homie Polly. Ask the homie Polly, one of Matt Barnes' goons, how much them rings going for.
Now, Derek Fisher told police that his house was robbed, and he believes the perpetrator got into the house through a side door Monday morning.
Well, you should have been running your mouth, Derek Fisher. You want to go talk to Bleacher Report about me and mine.
I don't. I mean, it just seems like a bad coincidence.
It's a hell of a coincidence. Yeah,
it is a hell of a coincidence. Okay, Tyler Perry, two of his shows on OWN TV are getting canceled. So if you're a big fan of Tyler Perry's Love Thy Neighbor and For Better or For Worse, both of those shows will be moved to Saturday night, and then they're going to be gone completely.
As long as they keep the have and have nots, because I think Tika Sumpter is a Godiva chocolate goddess. Drop on the clues bombs for Tika Sumpter.
Well, OWN did order 44 new episodes of the haves and the have nots.
There you go.
and 18 more episodes of If Loving You Is Wrong.
Never heard of it.
Now, House of Pain, that's going to get a spinoff show, and that's called The Pains, and that's going to be on OWN also.
I shouldn't say this the first day of Black History Month, but I denounced Tyler Perry and all his works along.
No, you can't do that. Not today. You should have did it yesterday.
I used to go to the theaters to see Tyler Perry works, and I
did
stopped.
You?
Yeah, and then I used to watch him at home. Like, you know, if you're just up late one weekend, they come on. Now I'm not even interested in nothing Tyler Perry doing.
Wow, he's done some great movies, though. Very entertaining.
God bless
remember
him.
The first Tyler Perry movie I ever saw was Diary of a Mad Black Woman, and that's because I was on vacation with my friend and her family, and her aunt, who's from Mississippi, was like, y'all have got to see this movie. And then she made us watch it, and she knew every single word to the movie while it was playing.
I used to have my Madea fever. Not no more.
I've never seen a Tyler Perry movie in my life.
You haven't?
No.
Okay, come on now.
You beige, though, so I understand. I think Caitlyn came and took all Madea's thunder, to be honest with you.
But I didn't see none of that. Not one.
Nah, there's actually some pretty good movies that you should watch a Tyler Perry movie, because you can't really judge
if you've never seen it. Nah, I ain't seen none of the movies. But
the Family That Prays, that was a good Daddy's Little Girls, that was a good one.
I just got tired of the constant attack on black men in Tyler Perry movies. It seemed like he was just trying to make us look bad.
Not in Daddy's Little Girls, that's not true. It was about a single father taking care of his daughter.
You telling me.
What about the drug dealer that was just trying to make a living? Why he had to get taken down in the movie?
Well, you have to be three-dimensional.
By old handsome ass Idris Elba.
What?
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, now let's talk about Pharrell and his wife, Helen. Congratulations to them. They had triplets.
That's crazy.
Yes. So the mother and the babies are happy and healthy. They haven't said the baby's names or the sexes of the three kids
yet. Oh, that
is
crazy.
But they already have an 8-year-old together named Rocket. So now they have three kids all at once.
How much do you think you pay for them triplets?
I don't know.
Why would you say that?
Come on now, stop it. You know, pay for them triplets.
Probably
them
in vitro,
yeah. Yeah, because I'm thinking about doing something like that because I need a son, man.
Oh, so you want to pick your son.
And you know, I was a hoe in a past life, so me and my wife only got two daughters. Mm. So I need a son, but I'm scared to go for that third.
If you get triplets and they're all girls, that would be incredible.
I know, that's why I need to rig the fight.
Now, he can pick the sex of the baby.
I need to rig the fight.
I don't know how the babies turn out when you pick the sex, though.
I've been praying, and I want...
You don't know how they turn out.
What do you mean by that, sir?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know how that works,
Chrissy Teigen just did it.
You mess with chromosomes, so you really don't know until the baby gets older. How it's going to happen,
What do you mean you messing with chromosomes? What are you talking about, sir?
You got to pick
my baby going to be born with Down syndrome or something?
I didn't say that.
What are you saying? I don't understand what you're saying.
You know what? I didn't say
that. What chromosomes got to do with the baby?
You guys shouldn't even speak about this anymore.
You're right.
You're right. But I'm just telling you what I want. What I want to know is how much it costs for a penis on my little child, my next one, okay? That's what I need to know.
All right. Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you,
Missy. Let's move on.
Thank God. All right. Front page news, when we come back, what are we talking about?
What you think?
Donald Trump. We're broadcasting live from L.A. We're trying to figure out.
Well, you need to get a new job then.
We're a nationally syndicated radio show, damn it. We should sound like it.
But we're trying.
We shouldn't be trying. We're 6 years in.
I know.
Well, 7 years in.
We got some new partners, some new pieces that we got to fix.
Jesus Christ.
Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk Carmelo Anthony. It looks like he might not be leaving the Knicks. When they asked him, would he possibly leave? He said, well, I'm not really concerned with myself. I'm more concerned with my son, who's 9 years old and has friends and is in school. And I don't want to move him to a new environment. Also, he has his wife, Lala.
Lala Anthony. She has a name, sir.
Lala. I said Lala.
Drop one of the bombs for Lala Anthony, damn it.
So it looks like Carmelo might not be leaving. He has a no-trade clause where he can decide if he wants to go or not. So he might be staying in Nick regardless of what anybody else thinks.
Nope. Phil Jackson has signed that executive order, and he's going to ban Carmelo Anthony from the New York Knicks indefinitely.
Malahi, he can go to the Clippers and Celtics. Those are the two teams most interested.
I think Carmelo deserves to go to the Clippers or the Celtics because the Celtics have a lot of good pieces.
Absolutely.
Carmelo could go there and possibly make them a contender in the East. And when Chris Paul comes back healthy, he can make the Clippers a contender in the West.
Right.
I think he needs to go and try to get a ring. Why sit in New York and suffer? Why?
Because he likes New York.
You're not bringing New York hip hop back, Melo. It's not happening. Don't be like a lot of these New Yorkers who think they can bring the 90s back. It's not happening. All right?
It can't happen.
No, it's not.
It can. Let's talk Donald Trump now.
Yes, the Trump administration, they want to do a plan, and that is to weed out immigrants who would require public assistance. So if they feel like you're going to need public assistance, you won't be able to come into the country. Also, immigrants who already live here in the United States who depend on public assistance could possibly be deported. So that is because they want to control who enters the country, tighten that up, who can enter the workforce, and reduce the burden of social services on United States taxpayers. So right now, we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but what they are saying is that this is going to protect American taxpayers and promote immigrant self-sufficiency.
I'm talking about that one because that actually don't sound like a bad idea.
What you mean, stopping immigrants from getting on welfare?
Well, it just sounds like
the thing she just said about self-sufficiency and, you know, saving money for American taxpayers.
But it feels like it would be very arbitrary. Like they can just randomly. How can you determine who is going to make money and who's not based on where they're at right now?
That's true. But I guess maybe the way I'm comprehending it is if you're in this country, you will be on welfare for a certain amount of time.
No, they won't even let you in if you're likely to require welfare. Public assistance. Okay. So they could say, well, you seem like you would require.
You seem like you're going to be broke. So we're not going to
be broke. Basically, what they're saying is be poor where you at.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, okay.
You look poor now, we're not going to let you here because it looks like you're going to be poor here. That's what
they
said.
And then part of what they said also in this order is our country's immigration laws are designed to protect American taxpayers, yet households headed by aliens are much more likely than those headed by citizens to use federal means tested public benefits. But that has never, ever been proven, and there's no evidence to even say that that's true. So they're just basically saying, we don't want you here.
Right. I don't have a problem with you helping people get on their feet when they come in the country. But, you know, you do have to get on your feet eventually. Right. And are you taking money out of other Americans who might need welfare?
What about people that are refugees that are coming here because the conditions in their country are so terrible and awful that they're coming to the United States to have a better life?
Now we can't
even help you figure out how to have a better life.
But like Charlamagne said, is it taking the money out of people who are American citizens who need welfare?
You can take
help?
My money if your people are being killed and persecuted from your country. Come here. That's what America's supposed to be about, right?
Yep.
Helping people?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know what America's about anymore. I never knew what America's about, to be honest with you. I'm sick of it. Somebody, you got any edibles? I need to get high this morning. I ain't got time.
Oh, I got some edibles.
I'm so sick of this.
I know that we should not be sick of all this political talk, but it's like you can't escape it. So I'm just going to haul them shake through the pressure, and I'm going to eat one of these edibles that we got out here.
I got you,
bro. Who got the Sour Patch Kids?
I got them.
Well, give them to me.
All right. You going to take one now?
Yes, I am.
All right, I got you. When we come back.
Tell me you got me and don't have me.
All right, I got you.
Where they at?
Calm down.
Where they at, though?
I got you. All right. That's front page news. Now, when we come back, Chris Brown posted a video.
Who is Chris Brown?
Chris Brown posted a video yesterday about his ex. Do we have the video?
Yeah.
That's when it's supposed to play.
You play the audio, you dumbass board op named M-Eazy. See, this is a
You guys didn't give him a heads up.
This is a third-rate radio show. I'm being honest with you, bro. We going on 7 years. We in 70-plus markets. He going to song. He just going to play a song. He don't even got the clip. You just going to go to the party next door. Forget us asking for the clip.
All right. 800-585-1051.
This don't happen to Elvis.
Chris Brown said that he will stalk his ex. He will make sure that his ex is not happy.
This don't happen on the Ryan Seacrest show.
If his ex is not with him. Do you do the same? Do you agree? 800-585-1051. Do you try to ruin your ex's life because she doesn't love you or doesn't like you? Call us now.
I want a whiteboard out.
If you can't be with me, you can't be with anyone.
I'm going to chase that out. I'm going to chase your ass around.
All right, so what do you think? Do you agree? 800-585-1051. Are you that petty? I am that petty.
Yes, you are.
I am that petty. There is no way if anything happens with
if
me
Gia
and my
left
wife.
You, and happy birthday again to Gia.
That's
her
right.
Birthday today.
Happy birthday, baby. But if anything happened when she left me, absolutely, I'm making everybody's life miserable.
And Gia, I got a nice guy for you. If anything should happen and
Shut
things
up.
Don't work out, I know somebody that would take great care
now
of
you. Now I got to make your life miserable too, Gia.
First of all, that's two totally different circumstances. Like you're talking about a girlfriend and a wife. You and your woman have been down how long,
Envy? 22
Over 20
kids
years.
Together.
Exactly. That's a totally different ball game. I feel the exact same way about me and my wife.
It would be petty as hell.
I will make her life a living hell.
You and
I
me
can
both.
See Envy, okay? His wife opening the window. His head is right outside.
Yep. I will act so.
Anything.
I will be so light skinned. I will be such a waffle color.
I'm not mad at you.
At least for 120 days. It would be an executive order signed, okay, that I will ban all happiness from her life for at least 120 days.
See, I'm going at least a year.
But and they'll be like, man, this is why I left him. He is crazy.
Probably.
That's fine. That's
probably.
Fine. But, but if it's just a girlfriend, no, Chris Brown is bugging. That's some waffle color Negro stuff right there, okay? I don't care that much. Like, and first of all, this is the problem with Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. You can't beat a woman in your life, right? Like, you can't be known as a person who has beat the hell out of a woman. We all saw the pictures.
Right.
And then years later say, I'm going to stalk you. We ain't forgot about you beating the girl, Chris. You got to stop this.
He loves that girl. He know he did it wrong and wants another chance and wants her back.
Bro, he's saying he stalked the girl. I'll stalk
he's
you.
He's still stalking, he's
I'll
saying.
Make your life
but here's
miserable.
The, but
no.
Here's the thing. If you messed up and a woman leaves you, you got to take that out.
You should.
She has a choice to stay with you or not stay with you. And you also can't be pictured out and about with other women while you're stalking me.
Listen, it's nothing wrong with stalking
maybe
a
that's
girl.
A little wrong.
It's nothing wrong with stalking
if
a girl.
If you want to stalk me, you better not be out with no other women. That better be your main focus. You can't be trying to get with nobody else. And stalking me?
And
come
I don't
on.
Like that word stalking. Let's stop saying stalking.
But that's what he said.
He said it.
He's basically saying he's going to press her a lot.
This is stalking.
Oh, but okay. Well, this is the thing. This is my only thing. What? I'm speaking directly to Chris Brown. You can't beat a woman in your life. Right? You can't put speed knots all over a woman's forehead the way you did Rihanna. And then later on say you stalking a woman. We starting to look at you like you got issues.
But he's saying, look, that's over with. That the Rihanna situation, the beating that's over.
Build the wall around Chris Brown before he hurts another woman.
He apologized. This is his new woman. He's changed. He want another opportunity.
Executive order on Chris Brown. He has to be banned from the country for 120 days until we figure out whether he wants to beat another woman or not.
Stop it.
This sounds crazy.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
What's up, Breakfast Club? This is Donnie. Good morning.
Donnie. You on the toilet, Donnie?
How you know?
No. We can hear the echo. That's why.
Oh, damn. This is my morning. This is my morning time, you know?
Y'all all, right, all right.
I'm very, regular, too. I go at the same time every morning. I understand.
You got the toilet on the phone.
I'm now, very regular.
Now, we're asking your ex. Do you stalk your ex if she leaves you?
It depends on how long she left me. You know, if I love her, yeah. She ain't going nowhere. I saw the video with Chris Breezy. I don't know if he was talking about Carrot Top or Karate Pop.
Carucci, man.
Oh, stop
Cowabunga
it.
Is her name.
Oh, Cowabunga. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, girl.
You guys are so rude.
Yeah, man. I mean, I believe Charlamagne and Envy know. You know, you fight for your love. You love your girl. Go get her. You know, I feel the same way.
But the difference between me and Envy is we fight for love. We've never actually fought a girl. You can't beat a girl up and then say you're going to stalk her later on. That's not how the game works.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Yeah. Hey, good morning. This is Shay.
Hey, Shay.
Hey, now. Shay. You ever been stalked?
Yes. Oh, my God. My ex-husband. I left him like 2 years ago, and this man's still trying it. He set up fake Facebook accounts. He set up fake IG accounts. He's stalking the person, one of the people that he thought I was dealing with. He would butcher conversations between he and I, like text messages, because we have kids. He would butcher text messages between he and I to make it look like we're reconciling. And he would screenshot them and send them to my boyfriend's IG. He would send them to like a couple of my friends' IGs or Facebook accounts that he would think I was dealing with. And they would call me like, girl, what is going on with this man?
So feel protective over you.
But what's crazy is he has a girlfriend. He's had a girlfriend for like the past year. So me being me, I got Queen Petty and went into my account. And there's been plenty of times since he's been talking to her that he's tried to get with me. And in the messages, it's clear. I'm saying, yeah, no, that's not happening. You need to go talk to your girl. If y'all having y'all issues, go work that out. So he tried to make me out to be a liar, so I screenshot it, unblocked him on Facebook, posted it, and tagged him and her.
I will say that. What's your name, baby?
My name is Shay.
Shay, I will say this. I want you to pat your poom poom right now, because I know stalking is dangerous. And but you know, stalking is also
listen. My brothers ain't raised no punk, so that's the
attack. Pat your poom poom, because your poom poom is clearly fire. Like your man listen. Ain't stalking you if you're box trash.
All right, thank you, Mama. 800-585-1051. We're asking now. Chris Brown released a little video. Let's play. Play the audio right fast. I'm easy.
Hey, did y'all be complaining about being like stalkers in love with y'all, kind of crazy, and get tired of it? Well, guess what? I'm one of them. If I love you, bitch, ain't nobody gonna have you. I'm gonna make you miserable. I'm gonna chase that out. I'm gonna chase your ass around.
So we're asking, are you the same way? Are you that petty? Do you stalk your ex?
It sounds crazy coming from Chris Brown, because we saw Chris Brown beat the hell out of a woman before. You can't beat the hell out of a woman, then admit that you a stalker later on.
But he's like, he apologized for it. It's over. Leave it alone. How long has it been?
Well, you sound like we need to still build the wall around you, because stalking could lead to other things. A lot of women get killed because of getting stalked.
585-1051. Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Another one. That was DJ Khaled for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're broadcasting live from L.A.
Which means that it's what, 4 something in the morning?
Yeah, it's 4:16. Oh, no.
Don't say that. Yes, it's 4 something in the morning.
4 something in the morning.
Sorry.
All right, now.
I don't know what time it is.
Chris Brown, he released this. I don't know, was it a Snapchat video or Insta video? Well, he's talking about his ex. Let's hear it.
Hey, did y'all be complaining about being like stalkers in love with y'all, kind of crazy and get tired of it? Well, guess what? I'm one of them. If I love you, bitch, ain't nobody gonna have you. I'm gonna make you miserable. I'm gonna chase that out. I'm gonna chase your ass around.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Are you that petty? I already told you, you know I'm that petty.
Yes, we know you
are. Yeah, but it's different, though. Me and you both have a lot of time invested into our wives. You've been with your wife how many years?
Over 20 years.
I've been with my wife since 1998.
It's easier to stalk, too, when you have kids.
Damn, I've been with my wife almost 20 years.
Because there's always an excuse. Like, kids, I had to come over, I could pop up at the house. Because when you guys have kids, you think you could just pop up.
No, that's not stalking. That's co-parenting. That's the difference.
Yeah, but okay. You're still, if you're not together, you got to give a heads up.
Well, I'm going to be stalking, co-parenting, anything you want to call it. I'm there.
Yep, and you're damn right I can pop up.
Yep.
Okay? Especially if you get another boyfriend. You get another boyfriend, he better not come around my house or your house, around my kids.
Your house.
Well, whatever. You go spend time with your boyfriend somewhere else, or abroad somewhere, okay? Pick a neutral location.
Goodness gracious.
Nowhere my kids lay their head will your man be.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Tony, man.
Tony, what's up, man? Are you that petty, man?
Is it once it's yours, it's always yours?
Man, definitely not, man. Chris Brown, chill out, man, outside in the daytime with flashlights and crap, man. He tripping.
He light-skinned, though. You got to cut him a break. He beige. You know what beige brothers do.
I'm light-skinned, dog. We don't act like that for real. Yeah, hey, y'all got that stereotype like crazy.
Some of us do. Stop it. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, I know who it is. The number one fan, man. iPhone Sim, what's good? How y'all doing in LA?
iPhone Sim, what's up, bro? You don't curse. You cursed last time, iPhone. Don't curse again, man.
Nah, no curse.
Now, let's talk about this iPhone Sim. Are you that petty, bro?
My stalking case, man. I'm not like a real stalker, but I can feel where Chris Brown coming from on the stuff. Like, I never really stalk when I'm happy. But, like, once, like, you know, like, nobody answers the phone for me. Yeah, like, for example, I might have two dates. Back to back on the third date. Now I mean nobody picking the phone up. I'm gonna go mess with my exes. They up.
I said no cursing
we
iPhone.
Told you not
my bad, my bad, my bad, my bad. But
goodbye, you know, iPhone. So what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is when you are actually powerful, you don't need to be petty. Have more confidence in your penis, Briss Brown. Okay, if you lay that pipe game right and you was a good boyfriend, she'll be stalking you back. You shouldn't be the only one stalking in this situation. Okay?
Right.
Always remember that. Men and women. You're going to break up with somebody and then following them on Facebook to see what they're doing and texting them all the time and calling them. If you are the person you're supposed to be in that relationship, that person will be stalking you back.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee. What are we talking about?
Let's talk TV. BET, fresh off of the New Edition story, now has something new coming, and I know y'all going to love this.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I mean to God, we are The Breakfast Club.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, hello.
Envy is high.
No, I'm not. Yesterday. Them damn edibles.
You ain't give me an edible yet, by the way. You lied to the people.
He has some.
Are you going to take one now?
Didn't I tell you that 30 minutes ago?
All right, I'm going to give one
now.
We're
in L.A., by the way.
I'm
going to
give one now. We're broadcasting live from L.A. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk about this new show on BET you're going to love.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
He has greenlit a pilot for a series that's going to be based on the life of Nas. Now, we all loved watching the New Edition story on BET, so now they want to do a similar series, and that's going to be based on Nas.
I'm all for biopics. I just don't think Nas's biopic should be on BET. I think that it should be on a grittier network. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, they did it.
That whole Queensbridge story, it's got to be way grittier, bro.
So it could be gritty.
No, the New
Edition story, they were cursing.
It wasn't. It's not as gritty as a Nas Queensbridge story would be, I don't think.
Well, the show is going to take place in the early 90s, and it's going to track Nas as a young man from the Queensbridge Project who's going to go on to become a rapper as he evolves from a young man to a crack dealer to rapper to an adult.
Are they going
to
show? Oh, thank you for the edible interview.
It's going to be an hour long show.
Why are you standing over me like that? You going to pay? You see him?
He's letting you know you can only eat one.
He handed me drugs and standing over me waiting for me to take them so I pass out and he can take advantage of me. This guy is so crazy.
Can you not interrupt my rumor report for your drugs?
I'm sorry. Allegedly drugs.
We're in L.A. It's legal.
He didn't eat it, though.
I see he didn't eat it.
Look. Mm.
Hey.
You got to do two. You got to do two.
You relax.
All right. So who's here for a BET series based on Nas?
I want to see it,
but I just don't think it should be on BET. I think it should be on the Gritty Network.
It is. And I think that's good. BET did a great job with the New Edition
story. Drop on the cool bomb for BET for that New Edition story. Mm-hmm. And we need to do Wu-Tang, and we need to do an Uptown Records biopic while we at it. Damn.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen, I would love to see all of those, clearly. All right, now Terrence J, in the meantime, has just did a deal with MTV and VH1.
Congrats to him.
Drop on the clues, boss, to Terrence J.
So that's big news for him. Now, what's going to happen is He has the opportunity to bring shows and also host different things on MTV and VH1. He gets a first look production deal. So that's good for him. He's going to develop and executive produce original content for both MTV and VH1. That's
welcome great. To the team, Terrence J. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Terrence J again, damn it.
Yes, that means he'll be hosting different things, too, like pre-shows, live events, after shows, and original series and things like that.
That's great. Shout out to Terrence J.
Yeah, good for him. Now let's talk about Orange is the New Black. That's probably going to be back in June because normally that's when they come back. But we know season 5, what they are saying is that season 5 is going to take place over the course of 3 days. So if you're a fan of Orange is the New Black, that means all 13 episodes take place over the course of 3 days. They said it's going to be very detailed, very intense.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's very good for them to do it. I'm going to tell you why. Sometimes when those shows come out, you try to binge watch them and watch them all in one night. You don't really take in all 13 episodes in those shows.
Sometimes I have to go back. And
that's
be
what
like,
I'm saying. You'd be tired by the time episode 6, 7.
You get up,
seven.
Get something to eat,
yeah,
come back, and miss something.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's going to take place. So that should be pretty interesting because the way it ended last season, season 4, was...
Don't tell me. I'm still catching up.
We cried.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Oprah, she just signed a deal with 60 Minutes. So that should be good for her. She's going to become a special contributor on that show. She...
Hey, mama bored, huh?
Yeah. Should be similar to like Anderson Cooper. He does about 10 segments per season for 60 Minutes. So it'll be something like that.
Mama, you bored. Mama, you got your own network. You don't got to do that on 60 Minutes, Mama. You know,
You know what? I feel like it also isn't like that much of a time commitment, too, for her. Like, she's not on there all the time. She's right. A contributor. It's a good look. It's a good look for 60
Minutes.
She's
not like she bored. She just needs something to do, though.
Yeah, you know my last name is Pinky Smith Winfrey Knowles Card. I got to call Mama, man. Tell Mama.
Yeah, she also had hosted that special on Michelle Obama last month on CBS and Gayle King on CBS this morning. So it kind of makes sense.
Okay.
For her. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report. Why are you sliding me this edible?
Eat the edible, Angela Yee. You already ate one. Eat the edible.
I just want to see what happens to you first.
Eat the edible, Angela Yee.
All right, I'm going to eat half of it.
Eat the edible, Angela Yee.
I'm going to cut it in half, and you eat the other half.
No, I've already had one. I'm not. We'll give the other half to Envy then. We in L.A., by the way. This is totally legal, and it's a stressful time for us all. We live in the United States of apprehension right now. Okay, these edibles are good for my anxiety.
All right.
Okay, I'm eating half of it.
Yeah, this is medicinal. These are medicinal.
Whoa, Envy, come on.
We're talking about
your birthday.
You're married.
Okay,
I'm talking about the edible.
I'm
talking about the edible.
I got your back.
I'm talking about the edible. I don't know why he would say something like that.
I'm talking about the edible. Put the edible in your mouth.
I will not stand for the sexual harassment. I got your back,
put the edible.
I got your back.
No, I'm not.
I cannot believe you said that to her.
I am disgusted by you.
I can't believe this.
What? There you go. She put it in her mouth. All right.
Wow.
Now, Charlamagne, it's the edible. Donkey today, Charlamagne. We're giving you a donkey to.
Now you're asking me who I'm giving my donkey to? You are just on a roll this
morning. You're
really bold
today.
Wow. Donkey
today. Kia, I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Listen, all deportations are not created equal. We need the Asali family to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them.
All right. Well,
time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey? Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, February 1st, the first day of Black History Month. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Black History Month, damn it. It goes to two people's name I know I'm about to mispronounce.
Let's go.
Dr. Ghassan Asali and his wife, Sarmad Asali. Now, Dr. Ghassan Asali has a dentistry practice and received his degree from New York University. Him and his wife are both originally from Syria, but they have been living in the United States for 20 years. So, of course, they have been affected by our celebrity-in-chief, Donald J. Trump's travel ban. If you haven't heard, Donald J. Trump has signed an executive order banning refugees from 7 Muslim countries for 120 days, and Syria is one of those countries. Well, Dr. Ghassan Asali and Sarmad Asali have family who were detained at the Philadelphia International Airport and then sent back overseas under the new immigration order. Well, I have a lot of empathy for a lot of people who have been affected by this travel ban, but the Asali family is not one of them. Let's go to NBC Philadelphia to find out why I don't feel sorry for them in the least bit.
There was another rally in the Lehigh Valley.
This after a local family voted for President Trump and now finds their loved ones barred from America.
As the crowd
rally, they mentioned the Asali family of Allentown, whose family members were sent back to the Middle East over the weekend. We've learned that lawyers are filing a lawsuit on their behalf to get them back to the United States. 20 miles from Easton in Allentown, the Asali family is fighting the government's refusal to allow six of their relatives into the U.S. when they were turned away from Philadelphia International Airport over the weekend.
Two security guards were waiting for them. They took them. They said, "Are you Syrians?" They said yes. They said, "Come with us."
Hours after they landed, Asali's relatives were sent on the next flight to Qatar, despite having immigration visas they worked 13 years to get. Now, without money and stuck in Damascus, an attorney for the Allentown family says he plans to file a lawsuit to get them back on U.S. soil.
Yeah, all deportations are not created equal, okay? Let's not take this out of context. Play back the first 10 seconds of that clip, okay? Just the first 10 seconds.
There was another rally in the Lehigh Valley.
This after a local family voted for President Trump and now finds their loved ones barred from America.
So y'all voted for Donald J. Trump? See, Asali, that's where you lost me. There's nothing more to talk about after this. Nothing more to discuss. You made this bed, now lie in it. You made that Kool-Aid with no sugar, now drink it. You thought a peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich was a good idea, now eat it. Your parents never did that to you? You went in the kitchen and wasted food making some concoction that you know isn't good, and your parents made you eat it simply because you made it and wasted the food? That's the situation the Asali's are in right now.
Oh, you want to smoke a cigarette? Here, smoke this whole carton of cigarettes.
Huh?
That didn't happen in my house. Disgracious,
Yee. Whoa.
Jeez. I shout the Papa Yee.
Wow.
Mama,
you'll
Yee.
Never smoke again.
No. Asali's, when you said you voted for Donald J. Trump, all empathy anyone could possibly have for y'all is out the window simply because Donald Trump told y'all on December 7th, 2015, exactly what he was going to do. Let's hear it.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. We have no choice. We have no choice. We have no choice.
Asali's, what part of Donald J. Trump is calling for a complete shutdown of Muslims in the United States didn't y'all understand? I would love to speak to this family and ask them, what did Donald Trump say on the campaign trail that was more important to them than their loved ones or themselves being shut out of this country? Now, y'all know I'm dumb.
Now, are they Muslim, though?
Who?
I think they're Christian. They're not even Muslim.
But their family's from Syria.
Right. They don't have to be Muslim, though.
Right. But their family's from Syria. Like, if Donald J. Trump says that he's going to do a complete and total ban of Muslims, people from these Muslim countries, why would you vote for him? Y'all know
exactly.
I'm dumb, okay? I tell you all the time, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. But if someone says, look, I'm calling for a complete shutdown of country-ass, black-ass Negroes from South Carolina
on all
radio stations throughout the country, I'm not supporting that person, okay? Because he directly threatened me and my interests. So when Donald Trump says this...
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Okay, you can
have no choice. We have no choice.
Why would you?
We have no
when he told you what he was going to do. Don't cry now. We don't want to hear it. Dry your eyes with that Make America Great Again t-shirt and live with the consequences of your actions. Please give Dr. Ghassan Asali and his wife Sarmad Asali the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Now, when we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need advice, relationship advice, you can call her right now. This is always fun because somebody always has a effed up life and Yee has to fix it. So we'll see what happens when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Billy Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club.
We up in here.
Now, Yee, while you were doing your reading and research, Charlamagne and I was running around iHeartMedia giving away edibles to...
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I feel real
...to people
bad.
Who live who are on air right now.
Because today's the first day of Black History Month. I had no idea. I kind of forgot, and then we gave drugs to Elvis Duran.
Right.
So that was the way Elvis Duran decided to bring in Black History Month, by doing drugs with black people.
Yeah, so he was like, thanks to my black friends.
Yes.
All right. But let's get into Ask Yee, though. 800-585-1051. One, you got a question for Yee, call right now. Hello, who's this?
This is Amber.
Amber, how you doing? It's Ask Yee. What's your question?
Basically, me and my ex, we were dating for 4 years, and we separated for a while, and
we started dating again. So he started to, like, hide me from his family and friends. And it made me so upset. So I would constantly, like, bring it up. And I don't know if I was wrong about it or what, but he basically said that he wanted to see other people because he felt like I was just nagging him about it. And
hiding you from his family and friends?
Basically, he wouldn't tell people that we were dating at all. And it's like, it's been 4 years.
What was the reason that you guys broke up?
Because I guess it was kind of like trust issues. He had something going on with his family because he has a daughter. And he wanted to try to work it out with her. And then he said he felt like he needed to try to give his family a chance. That
Was it a really bad breakup? Like you and the family didn't get along? Were you acting crazy?
It wasn't the family. It was just me and him. It was kind of like a bad breakup.
So he told him everything that went on, and so he's embarrassed because now he was back with you, and he doesn't want to tell them because it's embarrassing. We don't have this terrible breakup. I told you all the crazy things that she did, and now I'm talking to her again?
Right. But it's like if you take somebody back, shouldn't you forgive them and move on from it?
I mean, listen, that's a very simplistic way to look at things, and ideally, yes, I take you back, we erase the past, we move forward, but does it ever happen like that?
I guess you have a point.
But it's like, here's the other thing. He also told you he wants to see other people, right?
But it's like, why does he still keep me around? And it's like,
because you stay around.
That's what people tell me. But I mean, when you've been with somebody for 4 years, how do you just say, oh, I'm done with you?
You say, oh, I'm done with you. That's how you do it.
You got a mouth.
I mean, listen. Hey. I was with my ex-boyfriend for almost five years. And listen, life goes on. You know, he's not obligated, and you're not obligated to stay with him because of the amount of time you put in. You're actually obligated to start your life again as soon as possible. If he told you he wants to see other people and he's still smashing you because you let him, because you stay around, then why would he settle down with you? What else is there to get?
Right, that makes sense.
So you have a good point. For yourself. If you are looking for somebody to be in a relationship with, the faster you move on from this toxic relationship where you're with a man who doesn't claim you, doesn't want his family to know about you, but still will smash you, then that's on you. That's your decision. You know what it is. He told you he doesn't want to be with you.
Right. But it's like he is with me though, but he's just like, oh well, yeah, he just needs to tell me change.
He's with you when he's with you, and when he's not with you, he's doing whatever he wants.
He told you what he was gonna do on the campaign trail. Now that he's president and keeping promises, you acting surprised. Yeah. Okay.
And Valentine's Day is right around the corner, mama.
Yeah, it's kinda like because at the end of the day it's your fault.
Right. It's kinda like a done deal. You have a good point. Thank you though.
Okay. Good luck. All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you can call her right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. We're still broadcasting live from L.A. We've been down here for some meetings, and we've been having a good time. I love the weather here.
Why do you keep saying meetings like it wasn't one long meeting?
Oh, it was one meeting with different parts of that one meeting.
We have another meeting today.
Yeah, so another meeting today. There you go. Well, let's get to Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
This is Wakita calling from Atlanta.
Wakita,
what's good?
That's where the Black Panther from.
How y'all doing?
Good. What's your question for you, Mama?
Well, my question is my son. He's 16 and a half years old, and I'm trying so desperately hard to make him get a job. He has it in his head that he wants to be this actor, and that's all well and good, and I don't want to kill his spirit, but in the meantime, I want him to get his butt a job, and he has no interest in one at all. I don't know what to do.
Well, there's no way he's going to be an actor if he's not down to work, period.
Yeah.
Because being an actor sounds glamorous when people make it, but it actually is a lot of hard work. And he could also get a job being a PA somewhere, being an assistant, being an intern in something that he's interested in doing. And now is not a bad time to start that. Is it important? Is it important for him to make money, or is it important for him to work?
Well, it's important for him to do both, make money and work. You know, I tell him, you know, you're going. He's almost 6 feet tall. He's not a little boy. You know, he's got a very deep voice, and he's got a girlfriend. Like, I want him to know that the importance of being a man. Like, if you have a girlfriend, that's a responsibility.
What can you do
for your girlfriend? Can you take your girlfriend to the movies?
This
girl has parents. What, you know, I'm sure her parents are in her ear about, what is this boy doing for you?
But I will say this. He's also 16 years old, and this is a good time that you could work for free toward what you want to do later on in life, unless he needs to go out and make money. But I know I did a lot of internships that were unpaid that kind of helped me get to where I am. That's why I was asking you, is it important for him to make money or is it important for him to have that work ethic?
Both. I want him to make money too. You know, my son, he's a big boy. His foot is a size 13. He needs to make money too. He needs to contribute, not to the household, but to the things, towards the things that he wants.
Tell him get his rusty butter job for somebody with some money, have sex with his girlfriend.
He's 16 years old, man. Give him the opportunity to live his life and work and do what he wants to do in life. Sometimes if he has to work, it might inhibit what he wants to do, man. If you can support it, give him a year or two to figure out what he wants to do and give him a shot.
He'll be 18 then.
Okay. But listen, but she wants him to get a job. I think this is what you need to do. You guys need to sit down together and go over some opportunities for him to, he might actually get excited when he sees certain things that are out there and available to him. Have you sat down and looked at opportunities with him?
No, I haven't. I think that's a good idea
because he might see something that he didn't even think, like, oh, wow, you can actually have a job doing this. Oh, wow, there's you're in Atlanta?
Yes.
There's a lot of TV shows in Atlanta, a lot of movie production places, you know, and so there's a lot of opportunity for him to go and work on set doing something.
He
might not even know about these opportunities, but for him to know that he could get his foot in the door doing something, he might get excited. You got to make it seem like it's a great positive thing. Like, look, baby, look, they got a job open. Yo, you could be doing this, and the next thing you know, you meet this person, and the next thing you know, you have laid down the foundation for later on in life. You said you want to be an actor.
Right. Tell him
you're going to be a deadbeat just like his daddy.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are great. We miss y'all on the radio here. I'm sorry that you're
on
the radio.
We're on the radio in Atlanta.
We're on 92.3 and 96.7 in Atlanta.
Okay, well, I'll be looking for y'all. Thank y'all so much. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mama. All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you can call her now. Mm-hmm. Now we got rumors on the way?
Yes, have you ever hit a woman who is pregnant? We'll tell you what celebrity said she did just that.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. I want to know who that
she
is.
She doesn't regret it either.
Wow, all right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This morning before I even ate breakfast.
Hey, morning, everybody. We are the Breakfast Club, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We're broadcasting live in L.A.
And yes, we had medicinal edibles this morning. DJ Envy is so high right now, by the way.
He
mispronounces every third word.
And you don't do the same?
And it gets so weird when you're around, like, waffle-colored Negroes when they're high.
What?
Like, I don't trust beige men when they giggle uncontrollably.
I'm not giggling.
This is a fact. When you're around a khaki-colored Negro and they start giggling uncontrollably, 75% of the time they're wearing a wire. That's a fact.
I'm not giggling.
That's
funny?
That's a fact.
All right. Well, hey, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Charles Barkley.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right. Well, this whole feud first started when Charles Barkley had some comments about LeBron James. He had said that LeBron was inappropriate, whiny, and that is because he kept asking the front office for another effing playmaker. He feels like that's inappropriate for him to say that. Well, LeBron responded, and he actually said, I'm not going to let him disrespect my legacy like that. I'm not the one who threw somebody through a window. I never spit on a kid. I never had unpaid debt in Las Vegas. I never said I'm not a role model. I never showed up to All-Star Weekend on Sunday because I was in Vegas all weekend partying. All I've done for my entire career is represent the NBA the right way. 14 years, never got in trouble, respected the game. Print that. Then he went on to say that Charles Barkley is a hater who wanted to retire a long time ago from broadcasting but is stuck up on that stage every week.
What does all that have to do with Charles Barkley's critique of LeBron James, though?
I guess he felt like he's been biting his tongue for too long and he had some things to say about Charles Barkley's criticism of him.
But clap back at the actual criticism from Barkley. Barkley called you out Barkley called you out on not competing hard enough and you start running down that man's resume mentioning a whole bunch of stuff that don't have nothing to do with the actual issue Barkley was addressing. If I was LeBron, I would have said, what does Charles know about competing on a championship level? I got 3 rings. Charles Barkley has 0. LeBron should have said that.
It was pent-up aggression.
That's what I would have said.
You know, Charles Barkley been stabbing him for a while. Just was like, you know what, F all that.
And LeBron should have said, this is a defending NBA champion thing. Charles, you wouldn't understand.
All right, well, here's how Charles Barkley responded to LeBron's shots at him.
I have no problem with what LeBron said. Well, I think when you don't like the message, you just kill the messenger. Some of those things he said about me are correct. That still does not make my message incorrect. I thought he was really whiny and complaining the last couple of weeks, talking about he got no help. I'm like, dude, you just won the championship. Hey, listen, anytime you criticize any of these young guys, you're a hater.
Did he just say, bitch, you just won the championship?
No, he didn't say bitch.
It sounded like you said, you bitch, you just won the championship.
No, he didn't say that.
All right, and he also said that, you know, clearly LeBron did his homework, and on some screw-ups I've had in my life, I appreciate him. Clearly he Googled me and found out some things, but he said he's not going to get upset that somebody said something bad about me. He said, my basketball opinion is strictly about basketball. He said, I never talk about a guy's personal life, and I never say a guy should be fired. All my stuff is going to be strictly about basketball.
Yeah, that's like Barkley being petty and addressing LeBron's hairline. I ain't got nothing to do with his game. Like, LeBron should have addressed the critique that Barkley gave him.
Now, I'm sure Barkley made a joke about his hairline once or twice, though. Everybody has.
Yeah. So, it's an observation, actually.
All right, now let's discuss the real. Candy Burris has been guest hosting on there all week. And one thing she talks about is getting into a actual fist fight with Tiny when they were both in Escape. Here's what she said.
Tiny was pregnant when she swung on me, and I swung on her back. It's so terrible. I love her to death. But, I mean, I feel like if you come at me, I'm coming at you.
But when you swung on her, you realized she was pregnant. You felt a little bad, didn't you?
No. She swung on me first. But they broke us up real quick. And then we start laughing like 10 minutes later.
She needs to be arrested.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No,
that sounds
lock
crazy.
Her up. Since we live in the era of bringing up people's past charges and getting them in trouble for it, lock Candy Burris up for beating up a pregnant woman, man. That's not even right.
That sounds crazy. That was a long time ago when they were
Matter
in Escape.
Fact, you know what should happen? What? The child Tiny was pregnant with should beat Candy's ass. Is that Tiny's oldest child?
The child
Tiny was pregnant with at the time Candy hit her should go whip Candy's ass.
I'm not going to get into a fist fight with somebody who's
pregnant.
Listen.
Got to walk away sometimes.
Whoever was in Tiny's stomach at that time, go and swing on Candy
Stop it.
Go and get your get back for your mama now.
All right. And last but not least, Keke Palmer was on with Steve Harvey. And she was talking about Titanic, but Steve Harvey, I guess, might not have seen the movie or remember certain parts.
It got awkward.
I ain't never seen Titanic either.
You have?
Never?
Oh, you have to. Check it out.
No. On the middle photo, I got Leonardo DiCaprio and roses on my pants. Get it? Leo and Rose. Titanic, Steve.
I didn't even see the movie.
Everybody in here know that she should have got up off that bed and shared it with him. I'll never get over that scene. She over there looking at him while he's freezing. It's been hard to watch a movie of hers since. Homeboy died holding on to it. And I'm like, girl, you ain't think to take turns?
Who is she? Was she in the
Kate
boat?
Kate Winslet, and you know what you did.
Never seen that movie ever in my life.
You got to see it. It's a long while.
It's a long movie. It's good, though. Cool. It's a great movie.
I think I can live without seeing
it. Is there anybody that in a movie that played a role that you don't like them now in real life because of what they did in the movie?
Yes, the cop that shot Frankie in the back on Set It Off. I can't stand her. I hate her. Rock wife.
Damn.
I can't remember her name. I can't stand her.
It's hard sometimes. You watch a movie and you associate somebody with a
can't
character.
Can't stand that girl, man. Shot Frankie in the back. Frankie just trying to run to the bus to go on to a better life.
Mm. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
And listen, I want to salute Dennis Clark, our consultant here at iHeartMedia. Drop on the clues bombs for Dennis Clark, damn it.
Probably saluting him today. We salute him all the time.
Because I'm high, and I just was thinking about yesterday in the meeting when randomly he goes, it was a talent seminar. So
boy.
I'm not even supposed to talk about it. Never mind. Well, I got to say this.
He goes,
look, don't be extra, guys. Too much sauce can be disgusting. I was like, what?
I like lots of sauce, especially the spicy.
What is wrong with you?
Didn't he say that, though?
He goes,
look, guys, don't be extra. Too much sauce can be disgusting.
Did he say it in that voice?
Yeah.
I don't like sitting next to you guys in meetings.
So, you know what?
Because all you guys do is joke around and fall asleep.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not talking.